A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Psachim Nun Gimel, Psachim 53a, pagination page 105. We're going to start from the end of the Mishnah. So we're about 7 or 8 lines up. The beginning of the line is Ben Besera Mater Besus, and then we begin. We're dealing in the Perek of Makom Shanoagu different customs. In other words, there could be that according to Torah law, there's no clear definitive ruling, but a custom has developed according to whatever logic, and therefore, people are not supposed to be going against the custom. Makom Shanoagu Lechol Tzli B'Leilei Psachim Ochlim, places that would eat roasted meat on the night of Pesach, you're allowed to do it. Makom shenagu shelo lechol ein ochlim. But if it's a place where they had the custom not to eat roasted meat on the night of Pesach, so then we would not eat it. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, the Gemara begins. Rav Yehuda said in the name of Rav, also lelo adam shiyama basazel lepesachu. You're not allowed to say about meat that this meat is for Pesach. And you'll notice that in Hashgachas even, they word things very interestingly. They wouldn't say about meat, kosher le Pesach. A different wording is kosher al Pesach, or good for Passover use. We're careful because of this expression. We don't want you, m'pnei sh'nerik makdash behemto v'ochel kodshim b'chutz. We don't want it to look like we are in our time trying to bring the Karban Pesach outside of the Beis HaMikdash. Amarav Papa, Dafka Basar, it only refers to meat. Avochiti, but if a person would say that wording regarding wheat, lo, not a problem. Deminta Lepischa Ka'amar, because there's a very easy understanding of what he meant. He meant, I'm guarding it for Pesach, I'm keeping it kosher LePesach. But on the meat, the wording was improper. Ubasar lo, and you're telling me that you're not allowed to say such a wording regarding meat. Meisvei, I have a question. Rav Yossi told us, Tudus ish Romi, there was a man from Rome, Hinniges b'nei Romi, who developed a custom for the people of Rome, presumably to remember the Korban Pesach, not to forget that there's a mitzvah on the night of Pesach in the time of the Beis HaMikdash to bring the Korban Pesach. He got them into the custom, into the routine, lecho gidiyim mikulasim b'leile psachim, to eat roasted meat that had been roasted in a very specific way, mikulasim. The word literally means armed, which Rashi explains means that the insides were packed next to the animal as it was being roasted, giving the impression of armaments that are on the side of a warrior as they go to battle. It's very interesting if you see an airplane, for example, that's armed with bombs and missiles, etc. So that imagery is going to war. You get that impression. So mikulasa means next to it, it had these parts of the inside of the animal next to it in a way that gave the impression that it was armed. So he encouraged them, he developed this minig, that they should eat such meat on the night of Pesach that had been roasted in this specific way. Shochulo, they sent a message to him. Il mole tudus ata, if not for the fact that you're tudus, gozrani alecha nidui, we would put you in cheirim, we would excommunicate you, push you away. Shata machalas yisrael kodshem b'chutz, because you're giving the impression that Jews are eating kodshem outside the Beis HaMikdash. So you see, on the one hand, that you're not allowed to do this. On the other hand, that there existed some sort of minig, which this Tudus was trying to do, which they disagreed with and wanted to come down hard to stop him. But because he was either great or powerful man, they weren't going to do anything against him. The Gemara in Amud Beis asks a fascinating question. Eboi Lahu, it's probably about 20 lines down at the end of a line. They ask the question, Tudus Ishromi Gava Rabba Hava, was this Tudus a great person? Obal Egropin Hava, or was he just politically connected, a strong person, and they didn't want to mess with him? The difference, of course, is whether we're respecting Tudus and we're not putting him into trouble because he's entitled to his shita. His shita was that it's good to have the people remember the Karban Pesach. Or was he simply so well connected that they were afraid of him and they kind of told him, if not for the fact you were well connected, we would come down strong. And apparently that wasn't enough to get anyone into trouble, but it made their point that they disagreed. So the Gemara has a beautiful proof in which Tudus Ishromi is quoted as a darshan, as a person who knew Torah. Toshma Odzu Darash Tudus Ishromi. Tudus Ishromi taught as follows. Ma'arol Chananya Mishova Azariah Shemasru Atzman Al Kedushas Hashem LeKivshan Oesh. In the story described in Tanakh of Chananya Mishael and Azariah, that they were willing to be thrown into the furnace not to bow to the icon of Nebuchadnezzar. Nasu Kal V'chomer Be'atzma Mitzvardim. They brought a proof from the Tzvardim, either a legal proof or an inspirational proof. Umatz Fardim, the frogs in the second plague of the Makos in Mitzrayim, she'em etzuvim al Kiddush Hashem, they're not commanded on Kiddush Hashem, Tzvardim are not people. K'siv b'hu, nevertheless, when they were told to go and swarm Mitzrayim, they went and did so even in the hot ovens. Even though heat is the antithesis of where a frog wants to be, frog needs the cool, it doesn't have a hide to protect it. So jumping by the ovens was Mesiras Nefesh. Anu Shemetzuvim Al Kiddush Hashem, we who are commanded to sanctify Hashem's name, Alachas Kama V'Kama, we should be willing to be thrown into a fiery furnace and not bow down to the icon of Nebuchadnezzar. Taisvis points out that, as I'm translating, based on Taisvis, that this, that they were asking, should they bow to Nebuchadnezzar's idol, so to speak, it wasn't an idol, it was an icon, it was a monument in tribute of Nebuchadnezzar, it was not a form of worship, because had it been a form of worship, there would be no discussion, they're willing to die, not to worship idols. But this was a method of honoring Hashem. It wasn't a technical mitzvah, and therefore it was only as a result of their inspiration or limud from the Tzvardim that they decided to be Moser Nefesh, to give their lives, and they were saved. They were thrown into the fiery furnace, and they didn't die from that. But the lesson over here is that Tudus Ishromi apparently was a scholar, and what they meant to tell him was, we're upset that you're teaching people to eat roasted meat on the night of Pesach, but because you're a great person, an authority, we're not going to interfere. The second approach, Rabbi Yossi bar Oven Omar, Mato Meloi Likisho Tamid Echachomim, apparently they had a tradition that this Tudus Ishromi would help Tamid Echachomim, scholars, with business. He would enable them, empower them in business, give them work to do or do business with them. He enabled them to make a living. And therefore, they had a degree of respect for him, either to honor him because of the mitzvahs that he did, or perhaps on a level of Rabim Tzrichim Lo, they didn't want to push him away. He did one thing wrong, we disagree with you, and it was serious to the point that it was deserving of Nidui, but they wouldn't, because he's a person who did so much good and was needed so much that the concept of Rabim Tzurichim Lo is also a protection. Yeshikoach, have a wonderful day.